Welcome back to live coverage at the Knights of Columbus Hall for the Language and Culture Fair. I almost forgot what it was for a second. I've been saying it all day, but it's a lot of fun happening over here. Of course, there are a ton of displays here with education, with businesses, with organizations all in town that have to do with language and culture. And I'm joined by two or three guests, just two this time. We are joined by Elise Gotts and Brittany DeLille. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
So let us talk about what you've been doing here today.
Well, today we're, we're actually two groups. One of them is Oharogo. It's a girls' kind of a rites of passage group.
Okay.
So it's a group that supports girls as they're moving into their role as a woman, a young woman. They learn, they have traditional teachings, there's activities, there's everything is around developing whatever abilities or gifts they already have. So it's getting them ready to become part of the female community. So that's one of the groups that we're representing today. The other one is called Guadi Zatstasad Always. That one is a doula training program. It started as a doula training program, and now we've adopted this different name. And basically translates to women empowering women. So the people that are involved in that group are women that support other women during birth and labor in a non-medical way. So the women are not midwives, so they're not helping to deliver the baby. They're just they're helping the mom to...
We're non-medical support for the mom.
Yeah.
And how's it been going today? I mean, a lot of people have been coming to your booth asking for information and what you got going on over there. What's well, if people can't make it here today, describe like what you got your setup looking like.
For the Rites of Passage girls, we have some of the things that they make during their time in Oharogo. Mm-hmm. It's actually a 4-year commitment. So we have some of their shawls that are displayed, and those they make by hand.
Okay.
Baskets. They make moon baskets, which is specifically for that stage that they're in, moving from girl to woman. It's a smaller basket. It's not the same as having a family basket or a marriage basket or anything like that. They also make something called a spirit bowl, so they fast. In their first year, they fast for one night. Their second year, two. Third year, three. Fourth year, four nights. So they make things that they need for that time when they're in their lodge. So they make these spirit bowls, they're called. And there's lots of information on the activities that we do, a lot of photos, schedules, basically information for people who might be interested the coming year.
Okay. And if you wanted to join this, how would one person go about it?
To join Oharogo, you would contact me, I guess. But usually we have information sessions in December. So at this point, it's already in progress. So the next time someone can join would be next year.
Okay.
So we start talking about it in December. We have info sessions. And we usually start in January. And it runs till about May officially. And we usually have activities that continue throughout the summer and throughout the year. Not scheduled, but just... you know, things that come up.
And it's open for anybody who is interested.
Yeah, basically it's girls around grade 5 age.
Okay.
And so right now we have a girl that's grade 5, and we have a young woman who's in college. So the age is...
It varies.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And so the doulas are the other group. So that's the Guadi Zatstan Sarawis group. And what we have there is some information on what we do, the services we provide, which are teachings are also a part of it. We're looking at the perspective from Ganya Gehaga worldview. So what we talk about is all comes from that foundation. So the training is not just like a Western holistic training, but it's deeper. It's more about our values, our tools, our knowledge, our ways of being with each other, of how we support each other and support ourselves. So it's actually a 9-month training program. And we started in October. And so Brittany is one of the trainees, along with 13 other women. And so there's the training. There's also the practicum part of it. And that's working with moms in the community or outside of the community, where they actually fulfill the role as a birth helper as part of their certification process.
Okay.
So that's also part of it.
I'll ask Brittany, since she is in the program itself. Just describe your experience going through the whole thing.
It's amazing. I love it. I'm so happy I got accepted into the doula program. It's an amazing experience. I actually had my first birth on Sunday. Oh my God, it was amazing. It was wonderful.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it.
That's very exciting times. Do you know what you want to do with when you finish the program?
Be a doula.
Be a doula? All right. Well, you got your first experience, like you said, this past weekend.
Yeah.
And it must have been really something.
It was. It was great.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us here on K103.7. Again, this is Lee Scott and Brittany DeLille. And can you... What was the name of your...
The doula program?
Yeah.
Guadi Zatstan Sarawis. And it can be translated to women empowering women.
That's beautiful. All right. Thank you very much for joining us. And you're free to go now, so pressure's off. Niawa Goa. This is K103.7's live broadcast from the Knights of Columbus Hall at the Language and Culture Fair. And
it's time for the grand finale.
I would imagine so.
So the organizing committee is coming in, and we're going to, they'll do a little bit of a wrap up. We're just trying to make sure everybody has a proper seat over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably have to share some microphones and stuff like that. But this should be, before I leave, I just want to say to the organizing committee, what a wonderful job, what a beautiful event. This has been a great success. So hats off, and let's give ourselves a round of applause here.
Well done, ladies. Well done. I am joined by, I think, everyone. Is everyone here?
Almost.
Almost all the organizers of this whole event. And dare I round off everybody's name? I don't know if I could. I can. If I knew your names, I would. You have to pass the microphone around.
Do I just say it?
Yeah.
Bethany Douglas.
Linda DeLille.
Regan Tarbell.
Christine Barnes-Jacobs.
Shara Wadizoze-Lahash.
Jolie Van Damlin.
Gassana Hawaii Skydeer.
And I'm Dennett Phillips. Got nothing to do with this, but here we are. Gadi Wagutste Deer is missing from this, but looking at today's event, well, not just today, but yesterday as well, how it all came together, and is this what you all imagined when you came together with this whole idea? Whoever wants to go.
I think it came out better than we even imagined.
I think it came out better than we ever imagined.
I agree, for sure. We didn't know what to expect. Like we had mentioned, it's the first time we're having something like this. So to see the amount of participation from the organizations, individuals in the community who are working with language and culture, and the community itself to coming out and supporting everybody and looking at what is available for them to learn our culture and our language, it's really wonderful.
It really is something special that all of you put together here. And it seems like something that, you know, could continue on in the future. With this being the first one, I would imagine it wouldn't be the only one. So this might continue in the future, right?
Well, we'll see. With the network, you know, next year is actually UNESCO's 2019 Year of Indigenous Languages. So perhaps at the network table, you know, we might decide if this is something we want to do again or kind of build on it or kind of take a different take on it. So there's lots of things that we could do for sure.
Yeah, this one, because it is the first one, you know, it might have a few bumps and bruises along the way, but it certainly doesn't look the way because a lot of people are here and a lot of, you know, smiles on their face too because they're walking away with not only a good time, but also, you know, they might have taken away something from one of these displays that you got going on here. Are there any words that you want to share on, you know, what took place today, yesterday? Anything you want to share? Any stories you want to share? Bueller.
I guess on behalf of Gariwinoro, because we have the kitchen, and I'd like to thank everybody who came out. From what I've been seeing here in the last 2 days, with working with the language, you kind of know who's out there, who's doing what. But we've seen a lot of different people come in to see all the, what you call it, not vendors, but organizations set up. And not knowing that there is a big interest in our language and culture, not only the ones who are actually on the forefront of it. That's what I've seen this last 2 days.
Anybody else?
I really enjoyed the elders circle that we invited approximately 30 elders from the community to come at different times and to sit there and socialize with one another and to give people an opportunity to sit there with them and speak to them and practice our language abilities. And, you know, we're losing our elders all the time. And as a matter of fact, I just lost an uncle this evening, Howard Deere, another speaker, you know, that's being lost. So I think it's really important that we cherish them, we take advantage of the time that we have with them to speak with them and learn from them. So that's what I took as one of the most, I guess, important components of the whole event, that we had that special space for them. And you know, every display, every entity, every unit that was here is all a part of a big picture of what we're doing in the community. And, you know, it was just so great to see everybody come together like this. And, you know, I met a few people at the door that were coming in with long faces, and I said, "Hanyo, nizayadawas, or what's wrong?" You know, and it, you know, everybody has stuff going on in their lives. I said, but you know what? The energy in this place was so good. It was so positive and so uplifting. And, you know, you'll see people you haven't talked to in a long time, and, "Oh, what are you working on? What are you doing?" So it was just like an overall really good thing that we did, and I'm so happy with the outcome. And hats off to all these ladies, because we put a lot of time, energy, and effort into the planning and bringing it all together. And like I said, we said earlier, hats off, because we really pulled it off, and we couldn't have did it without everybody participating and agreeing that this was something that was important for us to do as a community. So, yeah, well.
Definitely, and I echo what Gasanahoe says, and I just wanted to also mention how great it was having K103 live broadcast as well. I think it really brought something definitely to it. So now I'll go to K103.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yo. Well, I know a lot of people cannot make it here, so it's important for us to, you know, share what's going on here, because there's almost too much happening here. So they gotta, you know, be able to join us somehow. And we're glad that we could, you know, share the experience with everybody, along with yourselves. And you mentioned with the elders here, being a special place for them to, you know, come in and talk with one another, because, you know, there's not many, many social events for them to come to, but this is a big one. And I'm sure, like, they all had big smiles on their faces when they came in. They saw their old friends, they made new friends, you know, to see especially some young people, too, sitting at the table, too, at, speaking at the same time, and, you know, sharing a few stories with them. I wish I could go over there and sit with them. But I was lucky enough to have Joe McGregor and Leo Daibo come and join us here and share a few words with us all in Ganyageha. And I just sat in the back and I listened like our listeners right now. I was just like, this is nice. This is really special. And this is what this event is meant to do. And you guys did a really fantastic job. And I know the elders are especially really, really happy that this all took place, as with everybody else that came along to this. So another round of applause for you guys. So good job. Good job. There you go. And we're continuing on here. Well, the event itself is continuing on until 8 p.m. This evening. Are there any special events that are going to be taking place? I know there's going to be a few.
Go ahead. We have, we'll be doing our closing, but we also have raffles. We were doing a door prize with a passport, so we'll be pulling all those, announcing the winners by 7:45. We want to wrap it up by 7:30, all the passports. If everybody could, passport game, sorry. if they could hand it in by 7:30, this way we could start correcting them and be ready to pull by 7:45.
I'm curious about this passport game now.
We also have a sale in the kitchen at 7 o'clock. We have a lot of meat pie. We have a lot of soup. If anybody wants to come by with a bowl, they'll give you a price or whatever. We have a lot.
$10 a meat pie, I heard.
Well, it's going to be on sale, I believe. I'm not sure.
We had a lot of donors,
which was really awesome, that helped Gari Winono with the fundraiser. And so, I mean, it went very, very well, but we do have leftovers, so we're going to be doing sales at 7 o'clock.
There you heard it. Meat pies on sale. I think that half the town is on the way here.
Dig out your Tupperware. Is going to walk here. Come get some food. There's a lot of leftovers. Come support Gari Winono. Speaking of donations, we had some really wonderful donations from the community. We want to say Nyawakoa to Mohawk Market for the Onasto corn soup. Nyawakoa to Valley Girls Flowers and Gifts, who donated a really beautiful flower centerpiece for the elders' table, so that really beautified their space. Nyawakoa as well to Iron Horse Warehouse, who donated towards the door prizes. Wolves Den, who also donated towards the door prizes. We have Kateri Memorial Hospital, who made a donation. KOR, Ganyakahago Ngawana Raudi Jokwa, Step by Step also helped donate towards the food. Gail Taylor also donated towards the food. I may be missing some people, but we really, truly appreciated your donation to make this event even more great. Nyawakoa. Oh, and we also had balloons to decorate. So our theme was purple and white. So we encouraged the booths to use those colors, and we had balloons donated from Village Variety in Nyawakoa.
Balloons to decorate.
It's a fair.
Of course. What's a fair without balloons?
Yes.
Well, like we mentioned, it's going on all the way up until 8 p.m. this evening, so still time for you to come on down. Bring everybody. Bring the kids. Bring the elders, because there's something for everybody, right?
And half and half is already up to almost 400, I think. So if you're interested in coming to buy some tickets, we're going to be drawing around 7:45. Again, half the proceeds go to the Dewaharada Zini Gwarihoda, which is the Ganawage Language and Culture Network, which all of these ladies here, including myself, are a part of, and many other community members and representatives of organizations, which is always open to anybody in the community who is interested in coming and sharing some of their ideas or, you know, things that they would like to see in our community as we move forward with this whole revitalization effort and reclamation of our identity. And, you know, it's just, like I said, so nice and overwhelming to be a part of, and I know there's many more out there, I'm sure, that you know, would want to be a part of this movement. So the door is always open. If ever you want information, you can contact either Shera Warizoze Lahash at the Dinagwarihoda Didwahaharan Center or Regan Tarbell at Ganyagahaga Ungawana Rao Dijoko Language and Culture Center. Oh, another sponsor that I forgot, or we forgot a donator, was Mohawk Council of Ganawage, the Finance, Admin, and Operations Committee for the rental of the hall for the 2 days, as well as money for door prizes. So, Yawakoa.
Anybody else? Yo?
Yeah.
Throw it in the well. Thorn in the well. All right, so thank you very much, ladies, for putting this whole thing together for the community of Ganawage and everybody else who came to come see what's going on. And it's going to continue to go on for another hour or so. So, again, Nyawagoa, and you ladies can go about. We're going to wrap up our coverage here at the Language and Culture Fair at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Thank you very much for this whole experience. And coming up next, of course, we got Royal Blues with Dr. Dave Bush. So stay tuned to that. All your best in blues music coming up right after this. See you later, Ganawage. Yeah. Anna.